back to the show. Wow, what a riveting discussion, to say the least. Just riveting. I always like the money topics, I must admit. And there's a new book, the revised edition, Financial Self-Defense. Guy standing on the cover with boxing gloves on. You call that self-defense. How to protect everything you own from everyone, every time, by Hello Presser. Hello, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me today.
So, is this a full-time, 24-hour job, protecting everything you own from everyone, every time?
I think so. It's probably more than a full-time job.
Tell us why. And you know what? People with wealth and those that have a little more than most are an industry, and they are so heavily targeted, okay?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, lawsuits have become today's next biggest business. In a bad economy where people are losing their jobs, the people who are lucky enough to keep their jobs are getting paid less and less every day. People need to find a way to make money. Why not hire an attorney who will probably take your case 100% free on a contingency basis, go after someone who cares whether it has merit or not, and if you win, get tax-free money. There's over 100 million lawsuits every single year. The stats are that 1 in 3 people will be sued in the next 12 months, and the average person and business is sued about 4 or 5 times over the course of their lifetime. So unfortunately, it really is becoming the next biggest business.
And what is the business? What are they after?
You know, they're after money, and necessarily, you know, it might not necessarily be a legitimate case, but, you know, if somebody sues you, you're still going to have to spend $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 just to defend the case. So if they can settle quickly for you, even if it's just a few thousand bucks, you know, to them it's a victory.
We should adopt the British system that the loser pays all.
Yeah, and even above and beyond that, I totally agree with you. Why not make somebody post a bond to sue you? I mean, they make it way too easy to sue. You know, you can either hire an attorney for free on contingency basis, or you can do it yourself and spend $200-$300. But I mean, there's not too many barriers to suing somebody.
It's an industry. It's just that people get close to them. They target them on the internet. They target them in their neighborhoods. They befriend them, and they have only one goal in mind. If you look at investigative ID, if you look at detectives, it's amazing what people will kill for, man. This is serious.
It's absolutely crazy.
It's and life and death.
I can't agree more.
So what are some of the procedures that you can put in place, the processes to protect yourself?
Well, before we talk about the specifics, there's two things I always like to tell clients first. And the first one is you have to educate yourself. Don't do anything until you become an educated client. And what I want to do is, for any of your listeners, if they go to my website at www.assetprotectionattorneys.com, on the lower left-hand corner, there's a Contact Us form. If they fill it out, as long as they mention your show, I'm going to send them a complimentary signed copy of our latest book, Financial Self-Defense, absolutely free, with free shipping. So before they do anything, you have to educate yourself. After they educate themselves, they have to inventory their wealth. So many people have a lot more than they think they have. Assets aren't just checking and savings, stocks and bonds, homes and cars. They're businesses, membership interests in LLCs, shares in corporations. Maybe somebody owes you money. Maybe you stand to inherit money. So after you educate yourself, you definitely want to make sure you inventory your wealth. Once you've educated yourself and you inventory your wealth, then you can start to take the proper steps. And the proper steps are, you know, essentially owning nothing but controlling everything.
Owning nothing but controlling everything. Tell us some of the best and worst case scenarios. Especially when you talk about never do straw or nominee deals, why hide your assets, and sell your protection, equity, strip your assets. Talk about all that.
Well, there's three main goals. You want to do one of three things. You want to take any exposed wealth you have, which is anything in your own personal name, and you either want to transfer it to a protective entity, like an LLC, a trust, a limited partnership, some sort of business entity, or you want to make it an exempt asset. Different states have different exemptions. So, for example, Florida protects life insurance, annuities, your primary house. You want to take your exposed wealth and put them into exempt assets. And the last thing is you want to equity strip. Equity strip just means make your property valueless. So if you have a $50,000 car, what's it worth if you have a $49,000 loan? You know, if you have a $500,000 house, if you have a $490,000 mortgage, you know, you're not a good candidate for a lawsuit. So you want to take any and all exposed wealth and put it into one of three categories. Either put it into some sort of protective entity, or make it into some sort of exempt asset, or equity strip it.
Please continue.
Sure. You know, people get sued every single day, and, you know, nobody wakes up and expects to be sued in the morning. You know, so you always want to make sure that your planning is proactive. And probably people ask a lot of times is, you know, do they have enough assets to protect? And I always tell my clients, you know, the small guy needs asset protection a lot more than the big guy. You know, take one of my professional athlete clients. You know, if they sign a deal for $30 million, you know, if they're sued for $5 million, they're not going to be happy, but they're still going to have $25 million left. On the other hand, take one of the regular day, everyday you know, clients. They might walk in the office with $200,000 in assets. If they're sued for $1 million, they're going to be wiped out. You know, it's going to be devastating, if not impossible, to come back for that. So, you know, the small guy really needs asset protection even more than the big guy. And again, anybody, any of your listeners who go to our website, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. There's a contact us form on the lower left-hand corner. If they fill it out and let us know they heard about us on your show, I will gladly send them a signed complimentary copy of our newest book with free shipping.
How do you collateralize your investment?
You mean in terms of like placing liens and mortgages on them?
Yes.
You know, it depends what type of asset it is, and it also depends what type of lien or mortgage it is. You know, it might be as simple as if you have a house, you know, getting a second mortgage, maybe getting a line of credit. You know, if you get a line of credit, it's great because you're not going to have to pay the fees unless you pull from that line, but it still comes up as mortgaged when you look it up online. Again, depending on what type of asset it is and what the creditor is, but, you know, maybe your parents, you know, lent you some money. Maybe you have a friend who lent you some money. Why not securitize that loan with a UCC or a mortgage, whether it's on a car or a home or any on a business, any type of asset? But why not let the friendly creditors, you know, be first in line?
I find it interesting that you say for maximum protection, set up an offshore asset protection trust as a limited partner.
Yes. You know, there's only so much you can do domestically. And if you want to have, you know, nothing's bulletproof. Any attorney that tells somebody they can make them 110% bulletproof is either lying or doesn't know what he's doing. You know, but if you want to be as close to bulletproof as possible, if you want to be that 99.9%, you know, you're going to have to use international asset protection structures. And the International Asset Protection Trust is the cornerstone of any international asset protection plan. It is the most protective entity in the world to protect any liquid cash, and like you mentioned, you can use it as a limited partnership interest in a limited partnership, etc., etc. And I think it's really important to point out that, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing international asset protection as long as you do it correctly. You know, you need to make sure that when you have, you know, international entities, no matter what they are, that you're reporting them to the government, you're reporting them to the IRS, you're reporting them to the Treasury Department. Where people find themselves getting in trouble is where they set up these structures and they don't follow the proper reporting requirements.
You know, I find it interesting you say beware of dangerous joint tenancies.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different types of ownership, and when you talk about tenancy, you know, there's tenancy in common, there's joint tenancy with right of survivorship. You know, I'm not a big fan of either of those. You know, tenancy in common, you know, essentially means you own a piece of property with someone else. So, you know, maybe you and your friend own a piece of land, it's worth $100,000, you know, you each have 50%, so you each own $50,000 in the land. The reason I don't like it is because if one of you are sued, they can take your interest, which means the other person might end up with a new partner. Also, if there's any injuries on the property, they could sue both owners. They can sue both you and your partner. The same thing with joint tenancy with right of survivorship. So at all costs, you want to stay away from tenancy in common, and you want to stay away from joint tenancy with right of survivorship. Tenancy by entirety is a good form of protection, though. It's not in every state. It's in about 25 different states. It's in Florida. Florida is one of the better states. In most states that are tenants by entirety, you can only own real estate by tenants by entirety. In Florida, you can own anything tenants by entirety. You can own real estate, a checking account, a company, really virtually anything. And the protection that gives you is it's only for husband and wife, so if there's a divorce or if there's a death, you automatically lose the protection. But essentially what it states is that the assets of both spouses cannot be liable for the debts of one. So if the husband's being sued, they can't touch any of the husband and wife's property. If the wife's being sued, they can't touch any of the husband and wife's property. The only way they'd be able to go after that property is if both the husband and wife's being sued. And that's something we talk about in the book as well, and people should definitely take advantage of.
You know, you do mention that only own self-protected assets in your name, own name. What are some assets that are not protected?
Sure. Again, it's going to depend on your state. Every state has different exemption laws. So, for example, in Florida, the cash value in life insurance is protected. You can compare that to Georgia, where I think they only protect up to about $2,000 in life insurance cash value. So while you can have millions in life insurance cash value in Florida, you know, you can't do the same in Georgia. Other assets that are protected, you know, for example, Florida protects your house, your life insurance.
No, we're out of time. Where can someone buy your book?
AssetProtectionAttorneys.com. I'll send them a...
AssetProtectionAttorney.com. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to thank our earlier guest, Stuart Tom. Thank you, everybody. God bless.